had to go way up on the mountain to get them. And do you ever gather hazelnuts?
No,
you know
really
what I'm
did.
Talking about?
No, I don't.
Well, they came in clusters. That's so big. Maybe six or eight nuts in that. And that cluster of nuts was surrounded with little prickly thing. And they grew in clusters on little low down, wasn't trees. We called them bushes, but they called, later on I heard them called trees, hazelnut tree. But you had to go a long ways to get them. And then they were little round nuts, all about that round. And they were delicious, just one kernel to a nut.
Mm-hmm. How about other nuts?
Then we had hickory nuts, lots of hickory nuts. The hard-shelled, old-fashioned hickory nuts. It was hard to pick out, but you could gather them. We used to gather them. And then we had the black walnuts, had lots of black walnuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the nuts we had around here until the later years we had the pecans.
I see. Did you ever use trees to get maple syrup from?
Maple syrup?
Yes.
No.
You didn't?
Used to rob the honey out of the bees. Get the honey.
It's kind of dangerous, wasn't it?
Well, the boys did that.
I see. Uh-huh.
But that's where we'd get our honey.
Mm-hmm. Did you use peanuts very much?
Oh, yeah, they raised them by the...
They did.
But back in the early days now they didn't, because they didn't have... You see, for years they didn't raise too many vegetables or anything else. It was cotton.
Oh.
Cotton was the market. And everything that, that's the only thing that the merchant would give them credit on was their cotton, you know, from year to year, or from season to season, I would say. But then later on, when after the cotton, then they got to raising a lot of peanuts.
Did they call them anything but peanuts? Or
goobers.
Goobers.
Good old goobers.
Would they be the big kind?
Well, the small ones would sell better than the big ones, I still can't understand that, but the small peanuts was always more in demand. They would bring a better price, but the big peanuts was goobers. That's what you like to eat, and that's what we would raise. Mm-hmm. Raise for the tubs full, and gosh, bring the whole tubs in and sit all night. You didn't watch television. You sit and got the peanuts. I mean, pull the peanuts off of the vines. And then, of course, they'd feed the vines to the hogs, I guess. Mm-hmm. Pigs.
I see. What did you drink at the table? What did you have at the table to drink?
Well, we children always drank milk.
Did you ever have coffee?
We had coffee for breakfast, and that was it.
I see.
And we ground the, we'd buy it, you know, the whole coffee, and had a little coffee grinder, grind it each morning, just so much as every morning it was to get breakfast while they ground the coffee and made the coffee. We boiled it in an old-fashioned granite coffee pot.
Did you put anything in the coffee?
No, sir. Just coffee. A little salt, maybe.
Salt.
And I don't think a lot of them did, but I don't know. Our family, we always put a little salt in it.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on, we put eggshells.
Well, to go back to different foods, this is... I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am.
It's recalling a lot of things to
your
me.
Your memory is fine. You're really doing a fine job. I'd like to know anything that you remember about what you made from cornmeal. You mentioned mush. What else did you make from cornmeal? When your mother baked bread, it was from flour, right?
Yes, we bought the flour. Flour or cornmeal.